This week is Parshas Bahar Bichukosai. Two powerful parshios. I wanted to focus on one of the mitzvos of Parshas Bahar, which reads, Umikdoshi tiro'u ani Hashem. You should fear my mikdosh, my holy temple. I am God. And the Mishnah, and near the end of Maseches Brachos, comments that when one enters the precincts of the Har HaBayis, of the Holy Temple Mount, Lo yichnas lahar habayis b'maklo uv'minolo, he must not enter the Holy Mount with his staff, his walking stick, nor with his sandals on. That there was a special level of awe and fear that one must experience, and this must translate into even the way one dresses on the Har HaBayis and the way that the kinds of things that one carries with him or her there. This is the mitzvah of Moro Mikdosh, of having fear for that holy place, the Temple Mount. As the Gemara puts it, Lo min ha-mikdosh atom isyorei, it is not so much that you have fear for the geographical locality, the mount itself where the temple is or was, Elo mimi shehizhir al ha-mikdosh. You must have this fear and awe for he, with a capital H, the Ribono shel Olam, the Almighty, who has warned us and admonished us about this special place. Today, in the year Tovshin Samach Tes, in this year of 2009, we no longer have a temple on the Temple Mount, and indeed we are restricted by halacha and by the political realities from many aspects of even visiting or praying on the Har HaBayis, on the Holy Mountain. But nevertheless, this holy mountain still retains its sanctity even today, and the mitzvah of having fear of that mountain, of Moro Mikdosh, applies today as well, even though there is no temple there any longer. As the Gemara says, that just as Shabbos is a mitzvah forever, throughout history, so too the Moro Mikdosh, the fear which one must have for the Mikdosh, is forever. The Rishonim write at some length about the importance of trembling, literally trembling with pachad, with great fear, when one is at or near that mountain, of having a weaker heart, a softer heart, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Kedei sheyisrachechu livoveinu, our hearts should be softened when we come there. The Ramban stresses this in his comments in this week's Parsha, when he writes about the importance of the fear aspect to the visits to the Har HaBayis, to the Mikdosh. And so too does the Kli Yokor, the author of the Kli Yokor, emphasize again on these psukim the importance of Moro Mikdosh, of the fear that one has for the Holy Temple Mount being akin, being similar to the fear that one has to God Himself. The eternal fear throughout history, as we say in the Shmona Esrei, which we say on Yom Tov, by Musaf, Vishom Na'avodcho B'Yiro, we will worship God there in fear. Certainly not in Kalus Rosh, not with like-mindedness, not with a trivial mindset, not in a lackadaisical way, but with great fear and trembling when one approaches this holy mountain. Next week, indeed, we will celebrate it on Thursday of next week, is Yom Yerushalayim, the day that we celebrate recapture of the holy city of Yerushalayim in its totality back now 42 years ago in 1967. And as the members of this generation who now have access to all of Yerushalayim and with certain restrictions even at access to parts of the Holy Mountain, the Temple Mount itself, certainly we can see it from afar, and there are different halakhic opinions as to how close one can, how deep one can enter within the precincts of the Har HaBayis. But nevertheless, there is tremendous access there. One must especially have this fear of Moro Mikdosh. There was a tendency nowadays to experience it as just another geographical site, another tourist attraction, another place of antiquity to visit. No, we must look at that holy mountain, although it is now occupied by a temple of a different religion and by members of another faith. Nevertheless, the fear that we must have for this place, the seriousness with which one must contemplate and gaze upon this holy mountain is certainly something that has to be stressed. There are many of you listening to this talk today who will, perhaps on Yom Yerushalayim, perhaps sooner, perhaps a little later, have an opportunity to visit, to come to the Kosel, to come to the areas around the Har HaBayis. It is so important to remember these simple words, Umikdoshi Tiro'u. This site, although there's a mosque there now, and etc., and it's been so long since we had, the Jewish people had possession of that mountain and had a temple of our own there, nevertheless, we must look at that site with great solemnity, with great seriousness, with severe, severe respect. This is so important, and one cannot lose that that perspective. The perspective of Vaya'amdu Meirochok, of standing at a distance, of feeling humbled, of feeling a sense of recoiling from the spirit which is Shochein, which dwells in that holy place. I stress this as we approach the day of Yom Yerushalayim. Yom Yerushalayim is a day with which we must celebrate. Some people recite Hallel, some do not recite Hallel. That is not the issue. The issue is that one must recognize that this day, Chof Ches Iyor, which this year we celebrate on the Thursday, because Chof Ches Iyor is a Friday, so on Thursday we celebrate Yom Yerushalayim. One must realize this is no mere military victory that we are celebrating. This is a recapturing of the holiest place on earth. And although we are handicapped and limited and in a sense chastised and punished by not having full and total dominion over that place, nevertheless, we must gaze upon it with awe. Umikdoshi tiro'u, fear that holy place, Ani Hashem. I think this is an important message, and one that needs to penetrate our consciousness in the Mirtz Hashem. May the Ribbono Shalom answer our prayers, the prayers that we offer every day of the year, that the Beis HaMikdosh be rebuilt and that the Temple Mount be restored to its full sanctity, which is not only a holy place for the Jewish people, but rather, Uvesi Beis Tefilo Yikore L'chol Ho'amim. It will be a house of prayer for the Jewish people, but also for all the nations of the world. A good Shabbos and a Chag Sameach in honor of Yom Yerushalayim. Thank you.